The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yeah, that's our goal. That's our desire, to look at today's news from a biblical point of view, a biblical worldview, which is not exactly the worldview any longer of the folks at Disney. Well, I don't know that the worldview of Disney has ever been biblical, but it certainly has changed. Have you heard? Talk about loony. I was just talking about the loony left. Well, this, you would think this is Looney Tunes. No, this isn't Looney Tunes. This is Disney. The Disney Plus channel. Have you noticed all of the plus stuff? Why? Now, my wife and I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I used to watch a lot of the news. I am a news junkie and have been for years and years and years. No longer. I watch very little news. I don't watch any of the mainstream media news. I used to try to watch Fox quite a bit. I don't even watch Fox much anymore. But we do enjoy some of the HGTV programs, you know, the home, you know, remodeling stuff. We enjoy some of those. We never watch them live. We record them and watch them when we get a chance. And now all of the programs that we like is now on the Plus. And you got to pay for it. I'm already paying for cable. You want me to pay? Well, so anyway, there's the HG or Discovery Plus, isn't it? And all the umbrella networks, HGTV and TLC, and I don't know what all else. And you got to pay for it. No. No. And now Disney. Disney has Disney Plus. And it, instead of the plus, it should be a dollar sign. But anyway, have you heard this? Disney Plus is offering The Muppet Show. Now, I don't know about you, but I loved The Muppet Show when it was on. I did. I thought it was funny. I thought it was entertaining. You know, it was aimed at the kids, but there was enough there for the adults. You know, the two old dudes up in the balcony, loved those guys. I loved the Muppets. And Can I tell you another little secret? People talk about all the classic Christmas movies. You know, It's a Wonderful Life. Love it. And the other ones, you know, Christmas Story. You want to know one of my favorites? Right at the top of the list, The Muppets Christmas Carol with Michael Caine as Scrooge. Great movie. Love the. In fact, it's been a tradition, particularly with one of our daughters. She was over Christmas Day, and we had to watch The Muppets Christmas Carol. So anyway, I've always enjoyed The Muppets. Here's the headline. Disney Plus gives The Muppet Show an offensive content disclaimer before select series. Yeah. No, I'm not making this up. Offensive content. We're talking about the Muppets. Now, just let me chase a little rabbit here for a moment. Most of you know some of the programming that Disney is providing for kids and teenagers. The revealing outfits. Back in the old days, we would have called it risque. Now it's progressive entertainment. I mean, stuff that would have shocked my grandparents. Disney puts on all the time. Skimpy, tiny little outfits, suggestive dances, and so on. That's okay. But the Muppets, no offensive content. Here's the story. Before playing music and lighting the lights, if you're a Muppets fan, you will catch that. Before playing the music and lighting the lights, fans who choose to binge the Muppet Show on Disney Plus will be shown an offensive content warning ahead of select episodes. The classic series, which first aired in 1976, was released on the streaming service on Friday. And here is the warning. You ready for this? And I quote, "This program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now." Rather than, and here's the funny part. Disney is saying it's offensive. They depict people in negative ways. It's bad stuff. But we're going to play it anyway because you're paying for it. All right. Rather, let me continue the statement. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. What? It's offensive. It's negative. It's cruel. It depicts cultures and people in wrong ways. But we want to be more inclusive, and so we can all talk about it. The disclaimer goes on, Disney is committed to creating stories with inspirational and aspirational themes that reflect the rich diversity of the human experience around the globe. The disclaimer has been added to a total of 18 individual episodes throughout the show's five seasons. The offensive guests in the episodes with the disclaimer includes Jim Neighbors. Ooh, oh yeah. Jim Neighbors, Joel Grey, Steve Martin, Peter Sellers, Cleo Lane, James Coco, Spike Milligan, Crystal Gale, Kenny Rogers. You know how offensive Kenny Rogers was. And Beverly Sills, the opera singer. Oh, my goodness, you know. Jonathan Winters, Alan Arkin, James Coburn, Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, Debbie Harry, Wally Bogue, B-O-A-G, never heard of him, and Marty Feldman. The disclaimer appears at the beginning of these episodes for 12 full segments. So, the Muppets are being thrown under the woke bus. The Muppets. But may I again say, pardon me for being repetitious, think of what Disney is presenting. They are including same-sex scenes, storylines, characters, the music, the costumes, the dancing. Those are fine. But the Muppets? Ooh, no, 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 no. We got to have a warning sign for the Muppets. You know, and all day long, I read this first thing this morning. I've been trying to think what stereotypes they used, what cultures they were dissing. And I honestly, I have no idea, but the political correct police are alive and well at Disney. You know, I have I have loved the work of Disney. When our kids were young, we tried to take them to Disney World down in Florida as often as we could. Love the place. I grew up with Disney movies and Disney TV. Sadly, as so many other things, they are not what they used to be. So be careful when you watch The Muppets. Shame on you. I've already admitted I like The Muppets. Shame on me. I'm gonna go stand in the corner during this commercial break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me issue a little disclaimer, particularly for our friends in Washington, D.C. I think my listeners in the Ohio area know this, but you folks listening on Don Crow's program in Washington, you don't know anything about me. I grew up in Southern California. I graduated from high school in Compton. Yeah, Compton. Quick synopsis. My sophomore year in high school, the white kids were the majority. By the time my senior year came around, we were in the minority. So I graduated from high school as a minority student, a white kid in a majority black school. The change, busing and a lot of other issues, the change came that quickly. In just 3 years, the whole look of the school and the racial makeup of the school changed dramatically. Now, I said that to say this. I hate racism. I hate bigotry. I hate prejudice. I've seen what it does. I am old enough that I could see the smoke from the Watts riots. Yes, I'm that old. And no, they weren't next door to me, but they were close enough. They were very close to us. I could see the smoke from the Watts riots, and it impacted my neighborhood. I have grown up believing that the ground is level at the cross, that Jesus died for all people and God loves all people equally. I have grown up believing that the gospel is the ultimate answer to racism, racial injustice, and so forth. And I despise and hate racism, prejudice in any shape or form. All right? I just want to say that. And because of that, I will stand beside almost anyone or any organization or any ministry that is truly trying to erase the walls, the barriers, and bring about true equality and unity. I will stand with almost anyone. But I will stand against anyone, any organization that is trying to divide us. And I am convinced that the liberal left in America today, with all of their talk about unity, 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 are desperately trying to divide us. I appreciate greatly what the civil rights leaders of the 60s accomplished, what Martin Luther King Jr. accomplished and many others like him, the progress that was made. And sadly, we're going back in the opposite direction. Much of the modern civil rights movement is taking us in the opposite direction and dividing us. Much of what is being proposed to unite us is doing exactly the opposite. I have an example. Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola company, this leaked out, but it has been verified. Coca-Cola is requiring employees, I don't know whether all employees all across America, but in many places around the country, Coca-Cola is requiring employees to use a training video by Robin DiAngelo. It is an anti-racist video training, where the employees are told to try to be less woke. Yeah, less woke. The 49-minute training video by DiAngelo, author of the book White Fragility, is titled Confronting Racism. Now, I'll admit I have not seen all of the 49-minute training video, but I have seen enough to be very, very concerned. Here are some direct quotes, and I do not believe they're taken out of context, some direct quotes from the anti-racist video that Coca-Cola is requiring their employees to watch. Quote, "Nothing exempts any white person from the forces of racism." In other words, if you're white, you're a racist, just admit it. And if you don't admit it, you are living in denial. She goes on, "When you accept the reality of your socialization, you can begin to examine how you've been shaped by it." Now, again, to put that into context, nothing exempts any white person from the forces of racism. If you're white, you're a racist. Quote, "In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white." I'm white. That's not what I was taught. That's not what I believe. And you know what? I know almost no one that is white today that believes that. Are there white people that believe that? Sure there are. And they should be condemned and exposed. But I'm around a whole lot of white people. "In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white. Research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand that it is better to be white. Therefore, employees can do the following to be less white." I'm running out of time, but the employees of Coca-Cola who are white are commanded to be less white. How do you be less white? Be less oppressive, less arrogant, less certain, less defensive, less arrogant, be more humble, listen, believe, break with apathy, and break with white solidarity. So in other words, if you are white, you are oppressive, arrogant, defensive, arrogant, and you're not humble. Can somebody tell me how that is going to erase racial distinctions and bring about harmony? Oh, my goodness. I wish we had more time. Maybe we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.